This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and actually, there are no word games in this episode. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here is your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with writers from Late Night with Seth Meyers, Jeff Wright, and Ben Warheit. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, so you're in luck, because guess what? Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in this game that involves two beloved things, money and the musical Hamilton.
Mm. Okay.
So in Hamilton's opening number, Aaron Burr refers to Hamilton as the $10 founding father, because his face appears on the $10 bill. Of course, Aaron Burr wouldn't have known that at the time, since Hamilton wasn't put on the $10 bill until about 100 years later. I just Neil deGrasse Tyson'd Hamilton. You're welcome. Anyway, we rewrote the lyrics to songs from Hamilton to make them about things you might find depicted on other American currency. So animals and objects, there are no people mentioned in this game. You only need to tell me the thing that I'm singing about that is on some piece of American currency, or the title of the Hamilton song that I have ruined. And this is for you, Ben. I make a dish of every fish I slay. I'm the bird of prey of the USA. I may be bald, but I'm perky. It could be worse. After all, I'm not a turkey.
That is about an eagle.
It is? Yes, that is correct. Do you know the Hamilton song?
The room where it happened?
Yeah, that's right. Well
got
done.
I got it.
There's more of them. Did you know that? There's just more eagles?
What do you mean? In the world?
Well, yeah, they're no longer on the endangered species list.
Really?
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but yeah, still not allowed to eat them, Ben. Still not allowed to eat them. actually, I don't know. Can you? That would be problematic to eat.
I mean, even if you're allowed to eat one,
not good.
You probably shouldn't do it. And if you do it, don't mention it on Twitter, because you're.
But if you hit one with your car, I mean, you don't want it to go to waste, right?
It's not your fault too, because an eagle should be way up there. So the fact
that's right.
Yeah, in some ways, it's the eagle's fault.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault.
All right, Jeff, here's one for you.
Okay.
Fair Egyptian history, but a mystery. Answer this for me. Tell me, did the aliens build these ancient tombs with the strange three-sided treasure rooms?
Are we talking about pyramids?
We are talking about pyramids. That is correct. Ooh. Found on the $1 bill.
And
did you recognize the song from Hamilton?
I did not.
That was the Schuyler sisters, of course.
Okay, cool.
So here's one for you, Ben. Illuminate the darkness. Hold the stick high, put some fire on it in the darkness. If it won't burn, put some sterno on it.
The song is Helpless.
That is correct.
And the imagery is a torch.
A torch, that is correct, found on the $10 bill and the dime. And, of course, the Statue of Liberty, which cannot be used as currency.
It cannot be used in currency. Even though it's made of green stuff.
Yeah, even though it's made of copper. That's right. It's probably worth something if you scrapped it. Are you allowed to sell the Statue of Liberty for scrap metal and eat a bald eagle? I'm just asking.
Asking for Ben.
You know what I found out by watching a YouTube video yesterday is that it was a video about the YouTube, like the Up house that they lift with balloons, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
If that house was real, it would weigh more than the Statue of Liberty, they were saying.
Oh, yeah, wow. So the balloon thing doesn't pan out.
Yeah.
No, but then in that instance, we can balloon the Statue of Liberty then.
True.
Yeah, with enough balloons.
Or enough eagles on strings.
What if we trap a bunch of bald eagles, and the ones that we don't eat, we use to steal the Statue of Liberty?
The heist is back on.
So we can get it to its buyer for the scrap copper.
It's going to be totally worth it. All right, Jeff, this is the last clue. It's for you.
Okay.
Endless fight, eternal brawl, and who started it I can't recall. When our battle must cease, I will send this bit of leafy tree to be a symbol of our peace.
Olive Branch.
Yes, Olive Branch is correct. You got it. Jeff, do you know the name of the song?
If it's not You'll Be Back, I'm going to be so mad.
It is You'll Be Back. You are correct.
Yay! Wow, that's great, Jeff.
Good job. That's right. Well done, Jeff Wright. Lovely. And Ben Warheit, right, for Late Night with Seth Meyers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Shout out to Jonathan with the awesome acoustics. And shout out to Afira for the dope questions, the setups, and the awesome jokes and entertainment.
Jeff, you just
choreographed this whole thing, Afira. And I just want to say, I appreciate you.
Ah, thanks, Jeff.
And shout out to Ben for being the best friend that I didn't know I needed.
It's like a Hallmark movie in here.
Love it.
Nobody gonna shout me out? It's cool.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, you did a good job too, Jeff.
Yeah, you were great.
Nah, it's not genuine anymore. It wasn't that.